that fell on the good hearts was the ones who prepared the ground. In other words, before you hear the word, before God speak to you, when you come to church or your friend or your brother or sister give you a word, you prepare your heart to be good ground. Don't you know you can do that? You do that through godly preparation. Are you with me? So you got to make sure that you're not a person that just go in and out. Your daily life. Your daily life should match where you're going. Somebody should be able to watch what you're doing today and can tell where you're going. They don't have to see the fullness, but they see it breaking up in pieces for where you're going. As the time goes on, first I see the blade, then the air, then the full corn. It's the same progression. Some of you got to begin to measure that. So you know, if I don't see a blade, maybe my heart, something ain't right. I need to go back and change some things. Because it's suicidal, insane for you to think you're going to get the full corn if you ain't seen the blade. That's what you call mythical Christianity, where most people think, what? God going to do everything. And they get over into that land and they become deceptive. And they begin to hear more men's doctrine. Why? Because they don't do, they want their intellect to be talked to. Right. Notes. Good. Make you think if you go to a certain church, then you safe. You all right. Make you feel like if you'll just do this, and because you helping out the man of God and carrying this Bible, then you all right. Those kind of theories you'll buy into. Why? Because you don't begin to understand how to prepare godly. Elisha, when he was preparing for Elijah, it was godly preparation. Godly preparation always shows progression. Always. There's no such thing as you just skip. It shows the progression. Even in acceleration, you still don't bypass the steps. You just go through it quicker and faster. Godly preparation is totally different. You can talk to somebody about God, but that don't mean they're going in their destiny. You can talk to them all day about what God is doing, but that don't mean they're in their destiny. Are you with me? The first thing that I want to let you know, if you're going to prepare godly, is you got to be a person that know how to plan godly things to enhance you. You don't wait till something just happened, but you're a good planner. I'm going to talk to Maxine tonight about my business. And then on Thursday, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to call Mama and I'm going to talk specifically about my house that I'm about to get. Anybody that's a godly planner is never just happen. It's always plan. You don't have friends that just come up. You got to go get them. They're made. Everything, when it's godly preparation, is planned. I take you back. When I was in Charlotte, I never just say, well, I'm the man, I'm going to do it. No, you got to plan this. How am I going to do this? I'm going to come up and get this man keys. I got to be willing to do. You're planning. This plan will expose that you want to get out of where you're at and you want to go somewhere else. You'll never grow godly casually. Never. You can grow in church membership. You can be more loyal to the pastor. I can know your habits a little bit. But godly preparation is always planned. Elijah is not going to tell Elisha to come up just because he happened to be walking through the store that day and say, come on with me. No.
Yeah, 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 yeah. My God, hallelujah.
Any time, God about to take you to another level. It'll take a little sternness. Some of y'all don't have that. It's what I call no men. No, I can't leave you now, Pastor. I can't leave you. No, this is my call. I gotta be here. I know you say this, but I just want you to know God spoke to me about this, and I know this on the inside. I know things may not be right now, but I want you to know that I am the person for the job. See, that's like a godly I know this with respect. That comes through preparation. But preparation like that comes because you plan it. Some of you go through your whole day and whatever happened, happened. If you get time to pray, then you'll figure it out. Then if you don't, then you'll try to double up the next day. See, you don't, godly preparation is not like that. It ain't like that. Godly preparation is I'll get with God, I don't care what happened. I gotta build with God. Why? Where am I going? It's not so much that you're not being with God, but what got your attention so much? If we're Christians and don't get with the Christ.
That's right.
What's so busy that this don't happen? What happens? So you have to make sure that if you're going to prepare, one of the attributes of godly preparation is you're a good planner. Strategize. You put those times when you talk to people. It ain't just planning in the natural, but where are your spiritual holes where you jump in at lunchtime? You'll be amazed how 30 minutes of building will launch you. But some of you still minimize that. You want to just kick it and be relaxed because everybody off for lunch. No, give me that 30 minutes of talking on the phone as we build. You'll be amazed putting a CD in, just like what Anthony was doing, just prophesying. You got to keep hearing that. Every so often, I like to hear that.
Yeah.
Just words. Just keep going. Just walking in it like you're just bathing in. Keep hearing them words.
Yeah.
Keep hearing them over and over. Every so often, I'll slip a tape in with Dr. David just preaching hard. Same thing. Same thing, nothing different. But you just keep hearing it. Like, yeah, yes, yes, that's right, yes. And your spirit is just grabbing it, grabbing it, just grabbing it. But how many holes do you have during your day where you jump in and say, I'm going to build spiritually? Godly preparation is always planned. You ain't going to happily fall into the purposes of God. You ain't going to never happen like that. You ain't going to happily have a good marriage. It don't work like that. What you put in it is what's going to come out of it. You ain't going to happily have good kids. It don't work like that. What you put in it is what's going to come out of it. You're not going to happily, God just going to use you because he show you some prophecy of what, yeah, and all of this. And y'all know not to come here with all this. And he showed you the business. And he showed you where you're going to help this in Afghanistan and Venezuela. And you're going here. And then you side with the jet. And you see all this stuff. No godly preparation. Get that wolf ticket just dangling. And next thing you know, you stop buying into what God's going to do, but you never get there. 5, 6 years go by. And what's happening in your life? The same things. You still getting tripped up over daily stuff. You know why? Because you're a bad planner. If you see a turtle on the fence, you know he didn't get there by himself. The smartest people are not people that know everything. It's the people they surround themselves around. It's not that, you know, nobody can say that they could do everything. But the thing you got to realize is that if you could get the people around you that know where you're going, that will speak into your life and don't lie to you, and you match that with you having the determination and the will to want to change, something will take off. But it won't happen if you don't plan it. When I tell you as couples, you talk spiritual. You know, there's no such thing as I come in and it's got to be a mood and all that. Don't go like that. Something just happened. Some of y'all still like the spontaneousness of the Spirit and how the Spirit led you to this person. See, that's how you do when you were a baby. You need to have a moment when you was here and God moved. You still need the Spirit of God to do something overwhelming. And you see, when you mature, you know God in you.
That's right. That's right.
You speak. You don't have to see no results. The Word.
Yes.
You plan it. You don't have to go on the job after a certain amount of years and God didn't give you the territory. You're waiting on a good time. There is no, now is the time. How you doing today? Listen, I just wanted to share the gospel with you because I've been trying to wait, but ain't nothing was going on. I just got to let you know the Lord led me over here to talk to you today. But some of you're still waiting. Like something got to just be soft, the atmosphere peaceful, and the devil just turn you on. He can turn you off. It ain't taking much. Oh, I was about to say something, and then, oh, man. Because you don't know how to be an environment changer. You know why that happens? Poor planning.
Yeah, help us, Pastor.
Plan it. If you can get 6 to 7 times a week where people are speaking into your life, not just aiding you, and this is another thing. Don't get people to help you just where you're wrong. Some of y'all, you only talk to people where, you know, if Maxie is feeling sad, I ain't just talking to you when you sad. Learn how to build people in their strength because that's how they'll grow. They'll grow in their strength. Some of us, we leave the strength all alone. And just start building in the weakness. No, you got to build in both. Add to your faith virtue. Add to. Why? That makes it more diverse. Give you more dimensions to operate. The Spirit can come out. So you got to make sure that you're a person that plans. Plans. Plan it. If your spouse, you say, listen, we're going to talk spiritual. What the Lord is speaking to you? Give me something. Ain't no such thing as you can say nothing. Prophesy to me. Some of you, even in here, when you start prophesying, it's to get you to start getting in the habit of that. Don't get familiar with your children where you don't prophesy to them a word. Some of you are so carnal, and you think you can't be carnal with your kids. Everything is just natural. You're hugging, and you got to put a demand on these kids.
Yeah.
Don't just be all natural. Some of you got to back up. Get away from me. Go this way. You see what I'm saying? This is not going to happen if you don't begin to see things like that. Stop being just natural and carnal. Just want to look at things in a regular way. No, if you will be mature enough to look at things spiritually, God will begin to do some things. Your children will start looking at it different. Are you with me? So plan. Jason, we're going to plan. Anthony, we're going to plan. Plan it. Plan it. Strategize it. Stop thinking you got to have a feeling when it comes to godly preparation. Stop thinking that. It's got to look a certain way. Plan it. I'll go to church. When I go to church, this is how it's going to be. Are you with me?
Amen.
Let me give you another thing. If you're going to prepare godly, and I'm talking godly, you got to learn how to inject your spirit directly. Mm-hmm. What do I mean by that, Johnny? That means you got to learn to get past the byproducts when it comes to your spirit. And get all of the nutrients to come straight there to enlarge it. That means do away with so many books. Do away with so many CDs all the time. Your CDs stimulate you. They get you in a place of knowledge. But you got to learn how to get to your spirit. Feed your spirit directly. What is God saying? If this is what God is saying, I think about the dogs, them pit bulls they used to do in our neighborhood and feeding them raw meat. I don't know, some of y'all may know Dachshunds. When Dachshunds used to, you know, they pack all that meat in there, but they used to have the leg quarters in this little pan. And they used to give them dogs raw meat, leg quarters, then they eat it. Pit bulls, you know, they dog fighting, getting the vic. And they would do that in the neighborhood, but the dogs would eat the raw meat. You know what? That thing trained them to kill. Ain't no puppy chow and all that stuff where you got to process it and all that. Give them the raw meat for them to do what they got. They're being trained to kill. You give them raw meat, it brings an appetite different from all the stuff that water it down in between. I got the book. What does this book say? Who the revelation of this, this and this. And I got to get it like this. If you want to prepare yourself godly, learn how to do things that build your spirit directly. You want examples? Carla, what you think about me? Who do you say that I am? And no, they ain't know when they, well, you know, man, I won't talk to you. Give me some. Shamika, give it to me raw. Tell me straight up in my face. Tell me. Mary Ellie, tell me straight up. When you talk to people like that and they tell you straight and you know they're going to tell you the truth, that you take that information, that alone right there, not about your character, but where you are spiritually. You take that. That thing will go further than you reading the Bible. Because you will take it and say, this is why the word ain't manifesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you eat it.
Hallelujah.
See, some of us, we hear that because this is a truth house. But you're still ducking. You duck it. It comes by you. You'll say, yeah, I know we got the truth. But you ain't letting that thing hit your head on. When it hits your head on, it's like a wave. You got to let the wave take you. Let it take you. Let your legs. Come on, get them legs up. Let it just take you. And that means some of us got to come and realize things about us that we don't want to realize. So easy to be deceived. But it's not easy when you're feeding your spirit raw. Just give me truth. Give it to me in love, but give me the truth. Some of you, you know the truth, but you don't love the truth. When you love the truth and somebody correct you or something, you appreciate it. Because who God loves, what? He chastised. But when you don't love the truth, you're ducking it. Yeah, but some people ain't like that. That's your talk. Everybody ain't like that. That's just words of saying, I don't want to hear the truth. When you learn to digest God's word directly so it can become flesh, you're a doer. Some of you can see that when you look at each other, some of you. But you wonder why when I hear something, I just put it into action. I don't need all this stuff. They say, oh, that's true. Okay, let's do it today.
Yeah.
See, some of you, you can't. Oh, well, how you going to do this? Why? Because we just heard something. Change the direction. You don't need to process it. You know why? Some of you can't do that because you got this process thing. Because that's how your mind tells you it has to happen. You need God to grow on you. There's nothing in the word say God got to grow on you. That's what you like. Because that's Joyce Meyer's doctrine. Get the word and let it grow. You just grow in the word. As the word get in you, it'll grow. That's how you, but not when it comes straight to your spirit. And if you want to prepare yourself godly for where he wants you to go, you want raw truth. You know why you want raw truth? Andy, you want raw truth because raw truth gets you closer to where you want to go. Preparation, this is why some of you got to fall in love with where you're going, because some of you are not able to subside and say this, for the joy that was set before me, I endured the cross. I didn't like the cross. I just endured because of the joy. I kept my eye on the joy. Some of you are not in love with where we're going enough. to be considered, to forget about what you're going through. That's why you stop. You stop, and your godly preparation is watered down. You start liking books and people giving you words all the time. It's okay sometimes it falls in your life and your turning point, but you don't live off that stuff. When you live off it, it's because spiritually you're dead. You're dead. You don't want to build your spirit raw. Sometimes people can tell you, y'all better appreciate people like that. Y'all, you know, some of you don't appreciate that. You think, oh, well, some of you still ducking people. I ain't going to tell them that. I don't want to do that. You know, if you got somebody locked in with covenant, I'll tell you. Because you can't leave me no way. You don't have to get into details of stuff. I'm not saying that. All I'm telling you is that if you're crippled, before I start walking, let me know you got a limp. Because you're going to slow me down, and at least I want to know. But that don't happen if somebody is not feeding. You know what separates most of you at times, the body of Christ, all of us? Our intake of the word. Not knowing that the word needs to become flesh, but it's the intake. It's the feeding the spirit at what level? What kind of filter you got? Some of us take the word directly. Some of us don't. That's what separates us. Not our love for God. It's not your calling and what God showed you. It's not that. It's how quick you're going to manifest it. That has a lot to do with you. If the Lord tell me that my child, as she did with Megan, said she'll be in the politics. Y'all remember that word, some of you? And she would be like Condoleezza Rice. You remember, Mama? The guy prophesied that over this child. Then I don't sit there and take her like she's going to be a school teacher. Like, oh, let's just let her go to school and then let her do. Not if you believe that word. You don't do that and say, yeah, it'll just happen. When you do that, that's not godly preparation. God told you that he's about to get you ready for this business and he's going to make you a Fortune 500 so you can finance the kingdom. But today, what you doing? You don't believe that. That's why you don't act on it. We hope. And everybody here has to know the difference between inspiration and somebody building by design. We can be inspired. I can be inspired. If you want to know if it's the devil or God, the devil will give you stuff to inspire you, even though it's godly, but it's very short-lived. It's very short-lived. The second thing is the devil is what? He's also impulsive. Do it now. Go. Go get it. Now. Make sure you do it now. You'll never have another chance like this. Go. Just like the candy bars when you go to the store. It tempts you almost every time, at least me, Andy. You're looking for new chocolate. Like, oh, man, why did he put this here? But that's how it is. He's always impulsive. Do it now. Kingdom transformation is now, but it's when God forms in you. It's not looking at the external. And that's what transformation is all about. When your internal configurations is built up, you feel like we're behind. So that's why it's a push. And the external is not going to understand that all the time. That's why some of you don't understand why I don't want to wait. If we're going to do this, let's do it now. Get it done today. Let's go. Why? Because the time is now. It's not, let's wait till God's timing. The devil is impulsive. He wants you to forget about your value system. Do it now because you only got one life chance. So if they offer you a position now that was going to open every 10 years, then guess what? You need to go ahead and do this. Because how many people, a lot of people don't get a chance to move over to Switzerland to have a job, and they pay and they move you and all that. So here you are thinking, a lot of people, what does that have to do with the kingdom guiding you? You basing that off, a lot of people don't have the opportunity to travel and all. This stuff will take you for a ride. Because you don't understand the wiles of the devil. Why? Because you're not feeding spiritual things. Spiritual things make you so sharp with your discernment. That's why sometimes I don't understand. Some of y'all still talk to dead people. You can't tell the difference, but you're looking for hope in people. How can you connect with somebody that all you're doing is giving them hope? They can't do nothing for you. Iron has to sharpen iron. They have to be iron before you get there. You don't make the iron that's sharpening you. God has to do that. But some of you still, you think that these are godly people, that they connected to you because they go to church. You need kingdom people. Kingdom people are doing the same thing that you're doing. They're trying to build. They're eating that raw material so that the consuming can be more and quicker and stronger.
Amen.
Why you think we go to the organic place? Why? Because the process. You be eating stuff. I told y'all the story when I got that, Ensure, and I was drinking it. And as I was drinking, the Lord spoke to me. This is what happened when you get in the spirit. What you think is happening ain't really happening. Because your heart is to do this. Because, you know, I don't like the taste, you know. I don't know. Just y'all used to do Krilltine. You know, we used to do that in college. And I hate the taste, that vanilla taste and stuff. And you forcing yourself to do something, thinking 100, or you're going to be big and ready. And only 20% of it is working with you. That's how people are, Christians. Because you think because you go to church and you stumbled over a word that your destiny is going. That's not godly preparation. Godly preparation is not that. You don't go in and out, in and out. And then you think because you go to church and somebody you in good with the pastor, and pastor can trust Max with the money, and I trust Kelvin to do this, and Carla can do this, then that's that. That's not godly preparation. Those are functional duties that we do. Everybody has to play a role. You can get involved. You can be happy. When you get involved in the church, at some point, something going to make you feel good. Dog, we really touch somebody.
Yeah.
We really helping somebody. Maxine could say, you know, pastor, don't even have to worry about the money now. She does it. Oh, man, this is all. I'm really being a blessing. That's true. But that don't mean she's going where God wanted her to go. Because godly preparation separates you from church into kingdom advancement. But you got to be a person that learn how to take spirit to spirit. That's how you got to do. Let God talk to you directly. Some of y'all right now, I can't tell you over 2010 how many times God spoke to you individually, but you're so familiar. It takes 10 times before you do it. You asking him to show you, he's telling you. But you want somebody to put a board up on your head. You need 75 testimonies with all these cuts on you and limping before you say, God taught me. Instead of just hearing his soft voice say, stop that, or letting the raw material you eat, let your discernment tell you, though your mental state may not even understand, but you know that ain't it. And you move away from it so God can prepare you for what he really wants for you, and you can stop struggling where you think that it's just something you're going through. No, he's trying to tell you, act on your discernment. If you know it's not right, that's God saying, wait. Don't do it like that. That only happens for people who take in the word and digesting it directly. If you need so much teacher, You need to get introduced to the ultimate teacher, the Holy Spirit. He's the one who's guiding us. He's the one protecting us. He's the one showing us into all truth. Don't get fascinated by me. I'm just a gift. But the giver of the gift, the essence of me is Christ being enlarged, just like in you. And the more you allow that to happen, it's because you're preparing yourself godly.
Yes. This is it.
Not all these games.
Yeah.
What you learn this year and all this stuff, and you ain't going. It's like that rat on that thing. Talking. Yeah. Hamster. You just, yeah, I'm growing. I'm coming. Growth means growth.
That's what it
is. I used to be over this city. Now I got a state. I used to be over the state. Now I got two states. See, that's growth to me. When there's a tsunami and that thing is taking over, it don't stop in one place. It takes it over. It's no different from God. And like I said, if you will realize that the God factor is how well you able to digest the word. You know, if you come to church, a message like tonight, you get it and you keep listening to it and you process. Some of you just listen as you casually. No, you got to say, listen, this little hour here or 30 minutes, I'm going to put this CD in and I'm going to listen to it again so God can keep putting the truths in me. But when you say, oh, I heard that and that's good, and you just got all of them sitting around, ain't no need for you to buy them. To do that. I'm not buying to have a collection. I want this stuff to manifest. When I still listen to Pastor or Dr. David preaching on Zion. I think it was 2007. But every time I hear Zion, where the church got to go, I can almost repeat it. But it's down in my spirit that anytime I hear Zion, it make you jump. Why? Because I see that place. And sometime you'll realize that you will grow into the word.
Yes.
Some things you won't even understand what I'm saying now. But after 2 or 3 years, you say, good Lord, I didn't even catch. I'm sitting up in there and didn't even catch that God did. Man, look at that. The spirit, there were so many levels there. But I had to get up and start growing because now I can appreciate and understand that God was giving us jewels. But when you take it for granted, man, you just going home thinking you just, oh, man, we pastor will be there. We'll get us a word. He'll minister strong. We'll be there. Whatever we need to do. When you prepare godly, you take the word and you make it personal. That's something you do. But you can't do that when you're always looking for tools outside of direct. What is the Lord saying to me? What is he speaking to me? What I'm sharing with you, nothing he said. He just spoke to me in the middle of worship. I can't preach what I was going to preach. Why? Because he's speaking. He's speaking. That's what he speaks.
That's right.
What is the attributes of godly preparation? He's speaking now. Let him go. But can you flow with God, or do you always got to, you know, how can we do this? Do I know this? No, God is God. He's in you. He's in us. Sometimes there can be times like Charlie and y'all get up here and stir it up tonight, but I don't really need that. Why? Because there's something inside of you. When we come like that, that charges us to another level. We go to another level. It builds us. It accelerates us. But you got to get that word and let that word come. Let it become flesh. How? If you're going to be a godly man, godly woman, and go where God really wants you to go, this kind of preparation is needed. You always think about it like this, the God of the man. If you can keep that, that's the point. I've been in churches, like I say, where these, you know, the man had all 5,000 people, but that ain't, man, I'm looking for that man. All the people are come and go. That don't move me with the people. But let me get your insides. I'm after your insides. How do you think like this? What kind of makeup do you have like this? Because what manner of man is this that even, you know, I remember getting to Charlotte and looking at Pastor Gould and say, good Lord, one man got a school, a college, all this in one man. And that was just so amazing to me because all I saw was, we'll now have a prayer by Deacon so-and-so and Minister so-and-so, and you come up, our Father. That's all I saw. But here I stepped out, saw this. It opened me up. And instead of you, when you're chasing after the God of the man, you always look for the God factor in everything. Now get fascinated with what's happening. You say, man, look, how you did all this? How you did this? That's what make you go behind door number two. That's what make you pick the keys up. That's that little part I told you, you got to jump up. You got to leap into it. It's not taught. You can't teach this part. And make you stick around and stick your nose at the door to hear. And make you ask questions when you're trembling. You don't know. But you say, man, I got to find out. I got to go. Let me see. Let me find out. Y'all know the stories, but that's what happens. Why? How you did this and what you giving everybody. That ain't enough for me to see behind the doors. See, that's why I'm saying godly preparation separates you from the normal people. Because you just can't eat cereal. You just can't eat every day and come and say, oh yeah, who's eating? And close your eyes. You're the one that look and say, listen, I'm coming in here and fighting for this. Where you getting that food at? Because if I can plug into that, maybe something can happen. Because, and see, as you grow, you get hunger for God, the call of God. You don't focus on the call and all that stuff where people say, you just keep going forward. I never said I'm going to be no preacher. Y'all know good and well what I was going to do. I told Pastor Lisa last night, I say, you think I can still do that? I was looking at the highlights on primetime, NFL primetime. I was like, oh, man, them boys are bursting. But that's just me, though, Carla, you know. But I say that because you look. I didn't say you're going to do that, but guess what? You're hungry, that curiosity. You keep going, and you say, no, let me see. Let me see. Let me check. Let me go. Let me go. Even when you're hearing no, that no. Don't silence your spirit. Oh, you know why? Because a strong, buoyant spirit can take a lot.
Yes.
You don't bow down with your spirit. You bow down when you got a little spirit and a lot of intellect build up. You get discouraged. But when it's your spirit, you don't bow down. Everybody can walk out of here. I still know God. I know God called me. Because he wrote it inside of you. You don't look for the results when God write it on you. But see, you got to make sure that you get raw material. Some of you got to get in the habit of doing that. Stop letting people water things down. Like people, like I said on Saturday, you'd rather be loved for. What would I say? I said, you'd rather be hated for who you really are than be loved for what you're not. You'd rather be hated for who you really are than be loved for somebody you come around, you glass. Yeah, how you doing? I'm blessed. I'm doing good. I heard the word. I'm sanctified. I know we, let's do something more realistic because I know y'all won't do that. That's too obvious here. How you doing? Oh, I'm doing good. I'm good. God bless it, man. You know, the business going good. And, you know, we out here with Beck and Carl and doing all this. And things are going on with this right here with Premier. And I'm taking over with this stuff right here. I got the kids going. You know, we got some projections. You know, you could go like that or you could be real.
Yeah,
it's going good in the spirit. What do you see? What I see? Can I talk to you? Was you in church? Because I don't want you to mislead me now. I love the Lord. But I need to vent. Give me a little vent. Because, man, I don't know what I'm doing.
Come on, Pastor.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to do this, and it seems like nothing happening, man.
Yeah.
See, you got to be able to talk to people like that without them looking down on you. Because if God does it, it's him doing it anyway.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan can't fly from no free throw by himself. God's in the midst of that. God had his hand on him. You can work hard, but nobody can do and break all them. No. Except the Lord be with you somehow.
Yeah.
All those records? No, God with you. You just can't do that. You follow me? Those talents and gifts come from God. That's why sometimes we look at people with gifts, no matter how bad they go down, it's still a little stinger. Like everybody in here, I don't care how much crack Whitney smoked, she can sing. She'll always be known as a singer. If she walk up, not only will she be known, you'll honor her as one of the best singers in the whole wide world. Mike Tyson can knock anybody out, can he? Even though he done lost 8 times. But he's the number one fighter. Because everybody know when he's at his best, we've seen it, ain't nobody going to stop him. He may never get there, but we saw God express himself in this person like nobody else. That's why I'm telling you, you got to learn how to be able to talk to people. And they know where you're going because you need that raw material. Raw. That's why I don't know what y'all talk about when you talk. Don't be so glass. Some of you got to take relationships to another level. There's no way you're going to develop if everything is just surface. If I sit here and look at Maxine and decide I don't like this about her and she don't like this, then basically you stop. She withdraw because she don't want to deal with me on this day. I don't want to deal with her. But if we make up in our mind we in this together, we're going to have to purposely do things because our nature is not going to allow us. Our history does not say that we will by nature cling to something that we don't want to do. But because we are in the kingdom and our nature is no longer void, it's no longer, it don't mean nothing. We're coming to do what God wants us to do. We will purposely begin to get together and say, you know what? I'm going to fall in love with you no matter what.
Thank you, Pastor.
I don't care what's going on. I'm locking in with you no matter what. Nobody breaking nothing with you because you don't like this and this and that. Listen, you ain't going to like everything. But you got to get the core of a person. And when you begin to allow the Spirit to be more direct with you, injection directly, you can take more. Some of you, you still got to get little bits when it comes to correction. You're good if I'm just teaching. But in correction, you can only take 5%. Because your emotions and all this stuff, instead of saying, you know what, I screwed up. But look here, let me step out of here. What you're saying now, I'll show you how to accelerate even in the midst of that. You ain't got to worry about me withdrawing. Because I trained myself to come running closer. When I mess up, you know why? Because it don't matter. The only way you do that is how you see the people around you. If you say I'm your father, if you say that, you don't try to impress me. Good or the bad. If I'm truly your father, I'm not looking at you based off how well you pro. Anthony, you prophesied tonight good. My love for him or any of you is not based off what you do. Whether you are drunk or you're still my son. I stood in love is unconditional. It's not based off what you do. Where you going? God is based off what you do. But love is free. You owe people to love them. But some of you got to realize that this only happens because you begin to feed your spirit directly. What is God saying out of the word that I'm even preaching? What is he saying to you? There's always a leverage that God will speak to you. To make it so plain when you're hearing the word through your brothers, sisters, it don't matter. Just as Anthony was walking up and down, Charlie then was praying, the Lord say, he starts speaking to me. What about me? Can you do this? Can you take it? Can you go this rate? He's talking about you. Why? Getting you going. You can't look at the level that you ministering to them on, because that don't mean you going. Why I telling you to go? So you sit down and then people just start talking. That don't mean nothing. Because where you're going is different. It's going in another direction of where you're at. So don't look at people and say, well, at least I ain't like that. That's that Jerry Springer spirit. Oh, at least I don't do that. Yeah, you don't do that, but you ain't where God wants you to go. Raw spirit. What God's saying? Are you mature enough for him not to have to repeat it? Or do you need some bruises before you start listening? Do you need that? The kids will start watching and seeing. They'll begin to see what God is doing. But will you be able to handle that? Some of you will try to, you can't do these kids like we used to, you know, our mama could shun us from stuff. These kids can see everything. These kids going to be able to tell you wrong. They can tell. They're going to be able to look at every one of them, and we'll be sitting there. And even if you're mature enough, the conviction, you'll realize they're sent by God. You don't get mad and shut them down. Dominique, say something. And she just shut him down because he's right. And she don't want to hear that. We anoint him to just stop prophesying until they beat you out the house. In the name of Jesus. God said it. God said it though, mama. God said it. Because the children, they'll know. You can't do it like that. Why? Because you got to take the raw material. Raw material will help you to see everything clear. Stop getting regurgitated people. They look on faith and how you read about it. You better know God for yourself. And always remember, whatever God teaching you is in light of you growing out of yourself into a corporate expression. So ain't no God going to tell you just to know him. And then you go into an island by yourself. That's your God with an experience from Christ. And then you trying to build something around him. God don't do that. You have to be a part of a corporate expression and Christ forming in your life just like everybody else. But this only happens because you begin to understand that you got to have a direct injection from spirit to spirit. I think it's in Psalm where it says, Spirit call upon the Spirit, deep upon deep. It's got to be raw. You know, you can't go to God and just religious thing and they want him to come and be deep. If you want to be deep and prepare yourself godly, separate yourself from everybody else that's just praying. Don't try to make people down in the gutter. Hopefully here, everybody will be going.
Amen.
So don't make people down so you can look like you up. Actually go up. Because some people got that crab spirit where you can push people down to make you look like, well, at least I ain't did this. Don't do that. You want everybody to go forward. But you got to be a person that grows like that. Are y'all with me? And this is why I want y'all to realize that the attributes of godly preparation. Because if you don't, you'll sit there and keep saying, well, God is in my heart. I love the Lord, and I don't know why this is happening, because you're not realizing the river is swimming. It's going. The acceleration. You know, there are people, you can see a miracle and don't even believe it. You can look at it and say, oh, that ain't when God. And you see it. Why? Because your eyes are in the wrong place. You have to see God. See him doing what he's doing. Prepare yourself. I'll stop with those two things because that's all I feel. But that I want y'all to realize that you got to be able to take an injection directly with your spirit. Stop using people, third parties, when it comes to God building you.
Amen.
Just go ahead and tough it out. Pursue him. Say, Lord, I'm not letting you go until something happens. You got to do that. You got 24 hours to do that. When are you doing it? Don't come back and say you don't know and this and that. And you ain't even spending no time with God. All you can see is you with the kids or you with your husband or your wife or you going out and doing a bunch of ministry. Ministry will become empty in a shell if the people who doing it is not growing in God. We'll be out here just going with maps. Yeah, Pastor, we going out here to Lincolnville. We going out here to Sangaree. We do all you do is get caught up. Eventually, we want to see people's lives being touched.
Amen.
Follow us as we follow Christ. That'll only happen for people who stop allowing people to be that third party. If you want to build accurately when it comes to preparation for the kingdom and what God is doing, make sure you do that. Start doing that. Practice. And how many know at the beginning that sometimes it can be a little difficult because it's like, Lord, what do you want me to do? I'm just here. But the people who press in the most, after 6 months, that time works for you. You start feeling stuff. You start sensing stuff. Have y'all ever been in the presence of God? You know, and when you come out of the presence of God, nothing happens. No crying, no nothing. But about 2 or 3 months later, you're just in the right place at the right time. That presence setting all that up. That presence did all that. You're looking for a moment, like a change of thinking. Something got to open the sky. Don't look for all them things. A star on the left side. A light. Don't do all that. Just say, Lord, I'm going to be here. And all you got to do is keep your heart directed toward him.
Amen.
Keep your heart directed. I'm going to focus on you and focus. You have to pay a price to focus. You can't focus when you just get up and roll out of the bed and go to work and think just because you fed the children and that's godly. No, that's carnal. That's what natural people do. You went to work and now you tired. God ain't got no time. But you find time to go to the grocery store. You find time to go to the store to get the kids some shoes. You find time for all of that stuff. But God is sitting there left out because he'll just get it when you can. And then you want God to open up himself like never before because you got marriage problems. It don't work like that. Because your children are like this or you need money. God don't work like that. He's in covenant. Covenant means, Lord, I'll be here even if I don't feel you. This is me in your time. Some of you got to get serious with God. You're not serious. You into this, when I grow to it. No, you got to get serious. When you get serious, you say, okay, where I'm going? Bilo or Food Lion? Who I'm going to be the regular shopper with? I'm going over here. And you go there. You stay committed to them. You follow me? But some of you're playing like you got to grow and I'll try it. You know, you do it and you don't strategize. And the thing I told you, the first thing was, are you planning? You don't plan it. You just, hey, let's go. Yeah, well, my husband, he'll pray for me and all that. I ain't doing all that. So I ain't want to get with nobody and all that, man, and all this praying over you all the time. And we kind of come in and you crying every day over your daddy and all that. Them kind of people I don't want. I don't want y'all marrying people like that because it's too much problem. Yeah, you can do this and you can do this for them. But why spend 30 years and just working somebody up to get them to sit up in church to say they saved? Ain't nobody doing that. Go on, throw that fish back out there. Let's go. Get something else. Why? You want to move with God. If you don't plan, you get what you want. You get what somebody just dish out to you. And you can't tell. You got to plan it. What you see in the spirit, plan it. And some of you got to get more confidence to your planning, knowing that your planning is God planning. What you say, wherever your feet go, Joshua. Because I know I'm with you. You know you're with me. So begin to move. You decide where you want. You want a Toyota or do you want a Cadillac? It's up to you. Wherever you go is where I'm going to bless you. And some of us, we shortchange ourselves because we think small. So that's why it's plan, 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 plan. If you will plan, strategize, and don't minimize it, get out of this lofty world that spiritual things just happen. And if you'll plan it, and then you allow the spiritual food to be more direct when God speak to you, whether it's through the word, it could be through a book, but you take it, the essence, and you apply it and stop talking about it and do it. Talk as you walk. Some of you don't understand how you see me get something and I down. I don't care who it come from. If it's of God, these children could know. You apply it. But when you're not like that, you want God to be exalted. But some of you got this certain way you want it to be done. And that's why it keeps you in that bunch with the church and the godly preparation, Elisha. You don't get there. But your heart is with Elisha to go follow Elijah. But you in the church. You're just doing church work because that's your mentality. I'm growing. Can you imagine in 2011? Y'all coming, I'm growing. Lord, got to help me. You got to push in the breakthrough. Breakthrough don't come for people who just pray about it. You got to say, Lord, I ain't letting you go. This got to stop, man. I'm tired of eating these old raggy beans and stuff and going and getting this meat and all that. Now give me some of this stuff. I'm tired of this. You got to settle that. I'm tired of spiritually going up and down and emotionally like this and this and don't know what to do. And I'm saying one thing, doing another. See, this is how your prayer life should be. Lord, take this inconsistency out of me. I see I'm so inconsistent, Lord. You see me trying to do this. Give me the strength. And let me be open to change. And then some of you, as soon as you pray that prayer, you look right at your spouse and say, good Lord, I had it there all that time. I ain't listening. I'm taking you for granted. And if you stay right, you drop to your knees and you say, thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. Just help me to be able to respect what you're doing in me. You gave me a godly mother. I didn't have to have one. You gave me somebody who can protect me. Help me, Lord, to honor and to cherish this. But when you don't, I'll say this and I'll close. A telltale sign of maturity is thankfulness. Maturity is thankfulness. When you're not thankful for things, there's no maturity in that person. I don't care who it is. I look at my children as I look at Michaela. The Lord spoke to me a few days ago and said, that girl, she got God conviction. Sometimes it just makes me be like, oh, I got to be a real daddy. You can't play with these kids. You cannot play because they'll read your mail. They're going to know. I'm telling you, the spirit's going to be too big. They're going to be greater than us. But you got to be thankful instead of saying, let me try to hide something. Let me try to find a way where I can overdo this because of my authority. Your authority ain't greater than God. They'll follow you as you follow Christ. You don't follow Christ, they ain't got no right following you. But gratefulness is a sign of maturity. Not the only sign, but it's a sign. Thank you. You realize what God put around you. Thank you, Max. That's why when I talk to y'all, I have to tell you thank you. You don't got to do that. You don't have to do that. You didn't have to get in the car and drive me and do. You don't have to. Thank you, man. Thank you. Cutting the lights off or whatever. Thank you, man. I'm grateful. Some of you always tell me like you. I think it's Carla. I don't know who else was. Always say you don't have to say that, but I just used to it. Thank you. Thank you. You don't have to do that. And I appreciate that. Why? Because you understand nobody has to do nothing for you. And when God sends people around you and you mature, you learn, like, man, I thank you, man. These people really love me. I remember in the church where we had 37 people. And them boys said, shoot, you think they was with us? They couldn't take this. We couldn't do like this now. Going out and all these 10 people would have been telling me what to do. Trying to at least, yeah. Oh, Pastor, how are we going to do? All these limitations. But he didn't stop there. He gave me a Tika. Gave me a Jason and Shamika out of Atlanta via Virginia. Gave me a Puerto Rican stallion by the name of Castro. Just gave it. I appreciate that. Now, nobody take that for granted, but that's a sign. So when I tell you I love you and I thank you, it's coming from my heart, because you don't have to do this. The stuff some of y'all been through. Charlie, you ain't had to listen to your wife tell you and come here. Charlie was a minister in the church. Dan, was he reverend? You know? And he come in and then quit all that. Say, man, I'm done. I'm done. I ain't got to do nothing. Sit down all this time. He didn't have to do that. So I know God told you, but the human side says thank you. Thanks. So again, that's why I say, always remember, you plan and take God. The maturity of Christ will only come out for godly people who are preparing themselves. Prepare. Don't just be a church goer and then you don't know where you're going. Like I said, this weekend, I'm done. But this weekend when we come, everybody gets to minister at least 4 minutes. Now listen, after your 4 minutes, we're going to sit you down. So I'm going to make sure we have a timer and a little bell. So do not go over. Because some of y'all will think you're getting your feet because you will be all in your heart. But I am going to cut you. I'm going to hit the bell in 1 minute and you wind it down. Because some of you...